We are now in the last 48 hours of a presidential campaign that has been nearly 2 years in the making. And the two candidates, Barack Obama and John McCain, have very different messages for their closing arguments. Basically, Barack Obama has returned to his message of hope and change. He's going out and telling supporters, we've got the righteous wind at our back. It's almost as if the Democrats feel that they are indeed on the cusp of victory. From the McCain campaign, we're getting a very different message. Really, they're trying to rally their supporters and to convince them that McCain can bring this home. He's down in the polls, but they insist that he is a man who's come back before and that he could make a surprising comeback again.
And has any of the adverse press against Sarah Palin over the weekend, has that impacted on the McCain campaign?
Well, the McCain campaign now has two jokey stories on its plate. One is a bit of humor that the McCain campaign organized itself. That was John McCain's appearance on Saturday Night Live, which went down very well. He showed himself as a good sport. Unfortunately for the campaign, Sarah Palin herself became the butt of a joke when she was punked by some comedians from Montreal. She picked up the phone thinking she was talking to Mr. Sarkozy, the French leader. Instead, it was a couple of comedians, and she made a couple of jokes about going hunting with them.
And what about McCain and Obama? Will they be working the crowds tomorrow, or will they be accepting their fate?
Both candidates have a furious schedule until Tuesday morning, and indeed they may campaign on Tuesday. We are seeing Obama going into Republican terrain today. He campaigns in North Carolina and Florida, and he's got a huge rally scheduled in the Virginia suburbs of Washington, D.C. On today, the final full day of campaigning, we're seeing John McCain and Sarah Palin together making 14 stops. That's 8 stops for McCain. And he is going to have to actually shore up his defenses in Republican states. He's not making as many forays into enemy territory as Obama, not by any means. He's trying to hold his ground.
Suzanne, you're the expert. Who's going to win?
All the indicators point to a good night for Barack Obama on Tuesday. He's ahead in the polls. He's ahead in finances. He's ahead in organization. And it appears he's ahead in terms of votes in the bank. Early voting appears to favor Obama. There's been heavy turnout by Democrats in crucial states like Colorado. What happens now, what's crucial now, is whether Obama can get his supporters to the polls tomorrow on polling day.